Mistakes were made. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Law enforcement in Texas releasing more details in Tuesday's shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
The shooter entered through an open door that had been propped open by a teacher. Investigators also say most of the shots being fired in the first few minutes, the local incident commander at the time of the shooting thought there was no longer a threat to kids. But we now know authorities believe children were inside the school. As the shooting was unfolding, calling 911, they were begging operators to please send police now.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. The director of the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers waited in the hallway of the school for more than 45 minutes before border agents used a master key to open a door and confront the gunman. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he will likely defy a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. In a letter to the committee, an attorney for McCarthy says the committee does not have the authority to issue subpoenas to lawmakers under House rules and demanded answers to a series of questions and documents if McCarthy was to comply. Survivors and families of victims of last year's condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, that killed 98 people have reached a settlement totaling over $1 billion.
Money from sources including insurance and engineering companies who have not admitted wrongdoing. The National Institute of Standards and Technology investigating what caused the 40-year-old building to collapse. That's expected to take years. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill into law requiring condominiums over three stories high to recertify their safety after 30 years or 25 years if within 3 miles of the coast and every 10 years thereafter.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The recap is underway in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate race, where less than 1,000 votes separate Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Americans are still dealing with high inflation, but a fresh reading indicates the steepest increase may have been earlier in the year.
There's an update on inflation from the Federal Reserve that offers some hope that prices may be moderating at least a little. The Fed's PCE reading on inflation slowed to a 6.3% pace in the year ending in April. It's the smallest increase in a year and a half, mostly because gas prices declined. However, the core reading also improved to 4.9%. Also, Americans made more in April, though the increase of 0.4% in personal incomes is weaker than expected. Americans were spending more. Personal spending rose 0.9%. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Another big city is in the running to host the 2024 Democratic National Convention.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced the city is submitting a bid to host the next Democratic National Convention. Adams proposed Madison Square Garden as the primary site, with the Jacob Javits Center available for other events. Former Mayor Bill de Blasio tried to win favor for the 2016 convention, but it ended up going to Philadelphia. Officials say the DNC could bring more than $200 million in economic activity and 50,000 visitors to the city. Chicago, Atlanta, and several other cities are already in the running. The last time New York City hosted a convention was in 2004 for the Republican Party. If given the green light, it would be the sixth time the city held the Democratic National Convention. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is trying to determine why large numbers of brown pelicans are sick and dying. Hundreds of the birds, which are protected in the state, have been admitted to rehabilitation facilities in the past couple weeks, with tests showing they're dying of starvation, but there are no signs of parasites or other issues. On Wall Street, the Dow added 575, the NASDAQ plus 390, the S&P added 100 points. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.